Ed, I think we've got a beautiful day here in Iowa, which we hope the weather continues through race weekend for Iowa Speedway. Tell me a little bit about this promotion you're involved in out here.
We're out here with Ethanol doing one of their pump tours at this Come and Go and just outside of Des Moines. And, people can come out and get, I think it's $1.89 for E85 and $2.50 for 89. So it's a pretty big savings with the way gas prices are these days, and especially with everything that's been going on in Iowa. Just it's fun to come out and be able to talk to some of the people of the community, see how they're doing, talk to them a little bit about our race in Iowa, and maybe encourage them to take a break from everything they've been going through and come out and watch a race. But ultimately, to maybe help people here learn a little bit more about ethanol.
Well, we did this a year ago. It was the first race, and it is a challenging course from what I understand, hope everything goes well this year. But as you look to having had some time to race using this fuel, 100% ethanol, any thoughts you might want to offer as far as what that's meant for the league and for you guys racing?
Well, it's been really good to be involved with ethanol as a renewable energy source. But, like I've told a lot of people, when we made the switch to ethanol in our Indy cars, I really didn't notice any change. Which to me was a positive, because, we didn't lose anything. We didn't lose performance. I don't know that we gained performance either, but it was a much better substitute than using methanol, to be able to promote a renewable energy source. So, I don't see anything wrong with using it, and, it lowers the price of gasoline, so it's all positives.
Well, you mentioned what the people here in Iowa have been going through with this weather and some of the flooding. It's still an issue, but I think we're getting a break finally. It's my understanding that there is some effort you guys are doing to try to help out in some way?
Yeah, between Iowa Speedway and the IndyCar Series, they've got set up the Race to Recovery program, and I know the series and drivers have committed $60,000 over the race weekend to the Race to Recovery to help raise money for the Red Cross and Salvation Army. Those organizations are doing such good work, with all the areas that have been flooded, and they really need support. So, anybody that's coming out, there's going to be some Race to Recovery boxes set up at the track. If you feel the need to make any donations, to help all the people out here that really need it. I was in Des Moines and Davenport the past 2 days, and it's amazing some of the devastation. So, I really encourage anybody that can help to help with the Race to Recovery.
Great. Well, thanks for being involved with that and taking a few minutes to speak with us here. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.